Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We're a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing on the airwaves. Guys, we got an amazing show lined up today. We got some great stories and testimonies of patients who are healing and they're feeling amazing without drugs or surgery, which is what it's all about. And then we also have some awesome articles that we're going to send out to you, so you can have access to some of the things that we're doing in our clinic and give you tips, tools, and resources that you need today to transform your health for the rest of your life. You guys know right now in our culture, many people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want to be healthy, they want to be whole, and you know, at the end of the day, we realize that people are just lost. They have nowhere to go. And so when I talk on the radio show, I know we have thousands of listeners that tune in, week out. They don't miss a show, and I know who you are. You guys call in, you text in, you become a patient in our clinic, and you become part of our culture. And I know some people who are tuning in who maybe you're just, you've never heard the show before, you don't really know what we're all about, and I'm urging you to not change the station, because this is one of the few places where you can actually gain hope when it comes to the healing potential of your body. And right now in our culture, we are taught that we are broken, we are pieced together, our organs are compartmentalized, that a medication won't affect us systemically, that if you are unhappy with how you look or how you feel, it must be your age, it must be your genetics. And all those are absolute fallacies, they are absolute lies. And so we have to step back and say, what is our foundational belief about the body's ability to heal itself? Because at the end of the day, science shows and research proves that the body is designed to heal and it desires to heal. See, the body, your body, is fearfully and wonderfully made. That right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for you to blink, for a cut to heal on your hand, for your stomach to digest food, for your pancreas to release the amount of insulin it needs to keep your blood sugar in balance, for your hormones to be balanced, for everything to work on your behalf, you do not have to will it. Think about that. You get to sleep, go to bed every night, and you wake up in the morning, and you didn't have to tell your body to do anything. It just did it. I believe we've gotten to a pattern, and I would say a rut, where in our culture, we think that we're pieced together, we are broken, and we need medication to survive. We've bought into the lies of the medical system that we are all just broken, or it's a matter of time before we need meds and surgery. The reality is this, is that the medical system, the crisis care model, the sick care system that we have in our country for sick care, for crisis care, is the best system in the world. But what's happened over the last 70, 80 years is we've taken this crisis care, sick care model, and we try to apply it to our lives as a lifestyle, and we're trying to go to a place of sickness to gain health, and we are missing the mark completely. And so I realize week in, week out, as I'm speaking to the listeners, you guys out there, there's three camps where people are in, right? There's one camp where many of you are being preventative. You want to do everything proactive. You realize that, let's say you turn 40 and you say, you know, I have to see what my spine looks like. Or let's say you have a kid who's 10 years old. He's in sports. You want to be preventative with his health, his or her health. You're trying to be preventative. Do all you can to avoid drugs or surgery. We got the other camp where on the far side that says, well, I'm on tons of meds. I've had tons of surgeries. I'm X amount years old, and I know you can't help me. The medical doctor said, I have this bill of hopelessness, this prescription for excuses. And I've been told that I'm going to have this for the rest of my life, a complete hopeless state. And then we have the camp of people who are right in the middle, where you're straddling the line between, I'm going to eat right and exercise, but I'm going to rely on drugs to save my life, right? I'm going to do pills, potions, and lotions. I'm going to take all these supplements, but then, you know what, when I feel bad, I'm going to go to the doctor and he's going to give me pills. Or I'm going to get a vaccine, or I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, right? And so we got to recognize, like, where are we, like, when it comes to our health? What is our belief system? What is the truth? And what are we doing to support that belief system? Because at the end of the day, I believe your body's designed to heal. Research proves it too. Your body's designed to heal, and your body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. It just needs no interference. So there's five areas of interference that we talk about in our clinic and on the air. Five areas. Number one is your mindset. If you tell yourself you're sick and you're broken, if you watch the news every day, if you base your mood and your anxiety level off of the politicians that are out there, off of what the medical company medications try to market to you on commercials, whether someone else is upset or stressed or whatever it is, if you're taking your mental state and basing it off of external problems, there's no way you can fully heal at 100%. So mindset is number one. Number two is your spine. If there's interference in your spine that's putting damage on the spinal cord of the nerves, there's absolutely no way the signals from the brain can travel down the spinal cord, across the nerve roots that branch out of the spine, that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. Your spine must be healthy in order for there to be no interference in the spinal cord and the central nervous system. It just makes sense. It's so simple. It just makes sense, but no one knows to take care of it. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Number three is your nutrition. There can be interferences in your nutrition, and we just think, well, I don't know why I'm overweight. I don't know why I'm on blood pressure medication. I don't know why I'm tired or depressed all the time. Maybe it has something to do with the crappy food you're putting in your body, right? If you're putting junk and crap in your body, the junk and crap is going to be the result. Nutrition matters. Number four is exercise. Okay. Now, the interference with exercise is the lack of exercise, I would say. It is a sedentary lifestyle. I mean, you were given joints to move them. You were given a heart and lungs to use and to build and to strengthen, right? We have to exercise on a daily basis. We got to sweat every single day. Number five is the toxicity level that we're being exposed to in our culture is an interference to our body's ability to heal. It just is. The reality is that we got to step back and say, what are you doing today that's an interfering with your health for tomorrow? Because what we do tomorrow is a causation of what happens tomorrow is a causation of what we did today. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you that, you know, when we think about what we're currently doing in our culture is that we're missing the mark, because just look at the numbers out there. I mean, think about this. That we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. So, you know, I'll tell you that I think we're just looking at our health as just a secondary issue. And honestly, health is our number one asset. If you lost your health, you lose everything. How do I know? Talk to somebody who's lost their health. Everything stops. Work doesn't matter anymore. Vacations don't matter anymore. Staying alive is what matters. And what a sad life to be focused on simply surviving instead of thriving. Think about that. So, you know, as I think about just the ability for us to heal and the power that's within you, I mean, there's unlimited power and potential within your body. And I think we got to recognize that there's things we can do today to unleash that power. And so one of the things that we want to do every single week is give you guys an opportunity to text in your email address and we send you our newsletter. This week's newsletter is going to be focused on the two postures that improve your mood. Two physical postures that you can stand in or be in that's going to improve your mood. Who doesn't want that? Everyone wants that. We need this for our kids. We need this for ourselves. We need to make sure our spouses have this. So if you want to get our article called The Two Postures That Will Improve Your Mood, all you got to do is pick up your phone and text in your email address. We text in your email address. We will send you the two postures that improve your mood. So the number to text in with your email address right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. 1:4. You know, guys, week in, week out, I also want to share stories. And, you know, I want to make sure you hear these stories because I believe that's it provides hope when it comes to health and healing. It gives you somebody's story that you can actually see where they came from, broken and pieced together and sick and suffering, to transformation in their health, no medications, feeling incredible, having a life they've dreamed of. And it all started with them listening to a show like this, coming into their office to get healthy and get well and live a lifestyle that's focused on removing interference so the body can heal itself. And one of those people that came into the clinic about 3 months ago, her name's Amber. She was listening to the radio show. Her husband was listening, actually, and he called in for his wife. He goes, "Listen, my wife needs you. Sounds like you were talking to us." I go, "So what's going on with Amber?" He goes, "Well, she suffers with anxiety, IBS or gut issues. She's tired all the time, and she has headaches about 5 days a week." He goes, "We're wanting to have a family, but we're hesitant because we know that when she gets pregnant and if and when the baby comes in the world, there's no way she can take care of herself and the child. She's merely surviving, and her quality of life is horrible." He goes, "I know she needs to come into the clinic." And so when Amber came into the office, she was skeptical at first, like most people are. She goes, "I've never been to an office like this that's full of people who are smiling and healthy and well." She goes, "I feel like I don't belong here yet." I go, no, those people were once where you are. And so we went over her health history, went over her health goals. We did a full check of her nervous system and x-ray and her spine. Checked to see if there was damage in the nerves that went to her lower back, damage in the nerves that went to the thyroid, damage in the nerves that went straight to the head, and did a full set of x-rays. So from the back, her spine must be straight up and down, hips must be even, shoulders must be even, and there must be 345 degree curves from the side. In Amber's spine, her curvature in her neck, as I said, it should be 45 degrees. She had lost 90% of the curvature in her neck, 90% loss, putting damaging pressure on the nerves that affect the thyroid, that go to the head causing headaches, that affect our upper GI system, and affect energy levels. For the first time in Amber's life, she actually had an answer for her problems. After so many specialists, after pills, potions, and lotions, none of it worked. She actually found an answer to her problems. And so I told Amber, I go, "Listen, it's not going to be easy to fix, but I know we can." So we started to correct Amber's spine. We started getting her chiropractic adjustments, started doing spinal rehab. And guys, 3 months later, her anxiety is 100% gone. She's off her medications. She hasn't had gut health issues in 6 weeks. She has an exorbitant amount of energy. Her husband can't even keep up with her now. And her headaches are gone. And she started in the office 3 months ago, and in 3 months, her life transformed. And I wonder how many people are listening who sound like Amber, headaches, tired, and you want to see if we can help. Normally, to come into our clinic, it's $150 for a new patient exam and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call now, it's literally only $60. Literally, you save $90 by calling into the show right now. So when you call, I will answer the phone. We will schedule you for a new patient appointment. That way, we we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So call right now. The number is 314-323-7214. We're located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We're a local health center here in the St. Louis region. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, right next to Starbucks, Steinmark, Club Fitness, and that newer development area. And we see a lot of people coming to our office from the radio show. It's incredible to see how many people listen in week in, week out. And they just know there's an answer to their health, and they want to do everything they can to transform how they're healing and how they're feeling. We know that your body's designed to heal. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. We also understand the principles of getting healthy are simple. Most people would agree that your spine must be healthy, your nutrition must be healthy, exercise must be healthy, detoxing is essential for your health. Those areas are, and healthy mindset, of course, those areas are essential for your health. They're not just good ideas, they're essential for your health. And so that's what we do in our clinic, is we're taking people through procedures, protocols, recommendations to get their body to heal itself by removing the interference and applying these five essentials. And so most people that I talk to in the community or online or on the radio that call in would agree that those five essentials, I would say everyone would agree with these five essentials, right? Everyone would agree with these five essentials that they're essential for your health. The application is what's challenging in our culture, right? It's easier to be sick and suffering. It's easy to go to Walgreens and get a prescription. It's easier to go to your doctor and blame it on your age and your genes, right? It's just easier to be sick in our culture. I mean, our culture thrives off of sickness. There's no money in healthy people. There's no money in dead people. There's money in sick people in our culture. And I think if you're in that category of sick and suffering and chronic medications and chronic surgeries and you go to all these specialists and no one's giving you an answer, that's where the money's at, right? The testing, it's just crazy what's happening out there, right? And so, listen, as a culture, we need a wake-up call to be like, okay, I have to invest into my health now, and it may be uncomfortable. It may be inconvenient. And I would probably guarantee it's going to be inconvenient and uncomfortable. It may take money and time, which I could guarantee that. But you're going to actually experience true health and healing out of that. Our culture is driven towards quick fix, stay comfortable, stay convenient, base your health decisions off your insurance. That's how we've gotten to where we are. If you think that magic white card is going to pay for you to actually experience true health and healing, it's just not. It's just not. I don't care if you have the best Cadillac plan. Their guidelines are still based off of what Medicare says is the guidelines. Medicare says this. They will never pay for preventative maintenance or wellness care. Everybody, that's what we need is preventative maintenance and wellness care to actually experience true health and healing. But Medicare says they will never pay for that. So guess what? Medicare and insurance does not care about your health. They care about how much money you cost them. It's a fact. It's a business. And I we got to step back and say, listen, like, that's not going to be your safety net. If you have some benefits, great. That's rare. But if you have benefits, awesome. Utilize them. But you can't base your health decisions off of what your insurance company says it's going to cover or not. It's just not okay. And so I think we got to step back and say, take responsibility, number one. Recognize where you currently are with your health and, most importantly, how you got there. And three is, what can you do today that's going to transform your health for the future? Right? And so whether it's listening to my show, whether it's calling in, texting in, taking your supplements, getting your spine adjusted, working out today, detoxing, all those things matter. Working on your mindset, you know, we got to start somewhere. And I think it's the saying that if you do the same thing over and over expecting a different result, it's called insanity. So as a culture, if we're experiencing insanity or the same thing over and over, then I think it's time that we change. And the change starts in the mind first. The change starts in your mind first. And I'll tell you that, you know, as we talk on the radio show week in, week out, and we have stories and testimonies of patients, you know, sometimes it starts with the text. Sometimes it starts with the call and getting someone's entire family checked. Guys, we see kids of all ages starting from birth, people in their 90s getting incredible results in our clinic because we're focused on restoring the health and healing in someone's body. And so one of the things I want to do this weekend is this show is I want to make sure you guys get our newsletter this week. So our newsletter this week is our two postures that will improve your mood. I will literally send this to you. All you got to do is text in your email address and we'll email you this. The number to text in to get this newsletter, the two postures that will improve your mood, is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, guys, usually on the show, as I'm preparing for the show, what I'll do is I will actually go to Medical News Today just to get a good feel of where people's heads at right now. And like, because a lot of times what happens with the Medical News Today and the British Medical Journal and Journal of American Medicine Association, they'll put out these research articles that some of them are just like profoundly ridiculous. Like we actually like knew this 14 years ago, but now they had to make a double blind study about it, which just proves that, for instance, avocados are good for you. Avocados are a good fat, right? And there's some things that are just like completely off the wall. Like, what are they thinking studying that? Like, are you serious right now? And then justifying people's horrible decision-making. And so I'll tell you this, that this week I was getting on there and, you know, I agree with this because it makes complete sense, but it took them doing research to figure it out that high fructose corn syrup in your diet, specifically in a liquid form, damages your gut wall, causing inflammatory bowel disease. Now, doesn't it make sense that corn should not be into a fructose syrup? It just doesn't make sense, right? So high fructose corn syrup in sodas damages your gut wall, causing inflammatory bowel disease. But some people say, well, everything in moderation. I have one soda a day. One soda a day, every day, is no longer moderation, and that is an addiction or a habit. So I'm going to pose this question to you, that how many people out there right now have a habit of drinking a soda, one or two or three sodas a day? How many people realize that that damages their gut, their health, their gut health, which then in turn affects everything in your body? Because 70% of your immune system actually comes from your gut, 70%. So if you're drinking corn syrup, it's going to damage your gut wall, causing inflammatory bowel disease, weakening your immune system, and causing future trauma and crisis down the road. So what we got to do is we got to stop drinking soda. Rule number one, stop drinking soda. It's not going to serve you well. And if it doesn't serve you, listen, we just got it. We got to stop using it. We just got to stop using it. So listen, guys, I want to make sure you know that I'm not looking for perfection in your life, but I'm looking for progress. So are you willing to transform your mindset, your spine, your nutrition, your exercise and detoxing? It might just start with drinking more water. It might just start with cutting out the soda. It might start with getting up in the morning and reading, right? It may start with getting your spine checked on a regular basis and getting adjusted. So my question for you is, what have you ignored lately and what are you willing to do differently, right? So this is what I'll tell you, that as we're on this journey together, because that's what happens, is when patients come into my clinic and they jump on the healing bandwagon, I call it. I'll tell you that it's awesome. It's awesome to see them heal. It's awesome to see that they have a life again. And it's just awesome to see people healing. And I think that whenever there's people who are listening on the end of the radio show here, maybe they feel like they're alone in the healing process. Maybe they feel like they're alone in the sick, maybe in the sick and suffering process. You guys, we're in this together. And that's why we've created a community and a culture that's designed to serve you and to serve you well. And the reason is because you deserve to live a life of an abundant health. You really do. You deserve to live a life of abundant health. And I think that if we recognize the patterns that we've developed over time and we break those patterns, whether it's not drinking corn syrup and having just corn syrup anymore, whether it's drinking more water, taking your supplements, reducing your medication load, going to bed on an earlier time frame, you know, whatever that case may be, what I'll tell you is that if we focus on one, two, three things in our health, we're going to see amazing changes. We're going to see amazing changes. And so, you know, as you're listening to the show here and you're thinking, well, he sounds like he has it all together. Guys, I don't. It's been, man, I was 23 when I first came into a chiropractic clinic. I'm 37 now. I mean, it's been a journey. And it's been a journey because, you know, when I first came into chiropractic, I was a mess. I was on medications. I didn't know what health was. And a chiropractor told me that the healing comes from within and not from the outside in. He had debunked what I had thought my entire life, which is supplements, nutrition, exercise are what controls your health. And he said, no, that's not what controls your health. That contributes to the healing process, but it doesn't control the healing process. It does not control the healing process. And so when you think about how my health is transformed and my family's health is transformed, it's been a journey, and health is a journey. And so I want to make sure you know, you can't look at don't look for the final results to happen tomorrow, but enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, and don't be too hard on yourself. And so one of those people that came into our clinic who was hard on himself. His name's Steve. Steve was an electrician, and he was one of those guys that just work to provide for his family. Over the years, he'd gotten on high blood pressure medications. He'd also start to suffer from neck pain and numbness and tingling in his arm and his hands. And so he went to the surgeon. They said, "We're just going to have to do surgery on you." He goes, "I don't want surgery." They go, "You have no option." And he, just that weekend, he was listening to the show. And Steve called in. He goes, "Dr. Nick, I feel like I'm losing my health. I have at least 10 more years to work as an electrician. I don't think I can make it through the year, actually. My blood pressure medications keep going up and up. And, you know, my concern is that my health is going to continue to deteriorate. And what you said on the show makes sense, that if I do nothing about it now, it will get worse tomorrow." And he's doing just exactly that. And so Steve came into the clinic. We did a full exam of his spine. And from the side and the neck, he should have a 45-degree curvature. It should be in the shape of a C in the curvature in his neck. And we had to take x-rays, of course. And so Steve had lost 100% of the curvature in the neck. He was at 0 degrees in his neck. It was putting damaging, crushing pressure on the disc spaces and on the bones, causing bone spurring to occur, causing degeneration to occur, causing pressure on the not only the muscles but the nerves to occur, causing the numbness and tingling in his hands, his arms. Also, those same nerves branch off and control the heart and the blood vessels, therefore affecting his blood pressure. No matter what he ate, no matter what supplements he took, no matter what medication he took, his blood pressure was erratic. So what we did was, Steve, we started to correct his spine. We started to take pressure off his nervous system by restoring the curvature. His blood pressure started to come down, and within 2 months, his numbness and tingling was completely gone in his arms and his hands. His blood pressure medication went from taking 4 blood pressure medications down to 1, and now Steve has his life back. He's no longer scared of working longer. He's no longer fearful of not being able to provide for his family, but he has a peace of mind. And his health is back. And all start with him coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Normally, coming to our clinic for a new patient appointment and x-rays is $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call now, it's only $60. Literally, you save $90 by calling into the show right now. So when you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment in my clinic is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We're a local health center here in the St. Louis region, seeing thousands of patients in our clinic getting healthy and well without the use of drugs or surgery. I believe that you are designed to heal, your body desires to heal, and that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. My mission and my purpose is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease, so that you can live to your God-given potential without the need or use of drugs and surgery. We know health is not perfect. We know getting healthy is a journey. And it's never usually about the arrival point. It's about how you got there. I thrive off of seeing people go through the journey of health and healing, because I'm going through it with you. My team is, my family is. We are in this together. We are a counterculture clinic. So if you like where our health is going in our culture, you probably don't belong in our clinic. It is what it is. If you realize that what's currently happening in our culture when it comes to healthcare is broken, it's pieced together with erroneous financial expense, with things that will never actually fix the cause of the problem, and that is giving us a prescription for excuses to blame our health problems or how we look or feel on our age and our genetics, and that we're being given prescriptions of excuses, right? For instance, if I have high cholesterol, the doctor and the patient, they never say, "I wonder why I have high cholesterol." No one asks the question why. So you just get put on a cholesterol medication. For how long? For the rest of your life. And we think in our culture that that's science, that that's medical care. That's not medical care. Medical care is this. True health care is this. "Mr. Smith, I wonder why your cholesterol is high. Have you had a stress in your life? Have you had loss in your family? How's your nutrition been? How's your exercise been? What's the spine look? What's your nervous system look like? Are you sleeping okay at night? Are you staying hydrated? What supplements are you taking? Before I put you on this medication for the rest of your life, let's see how your lifestyle looks first. And maybe, just maybe, slash always, by the way, always, if you change your lifestyle and you support your body's ability to heal itself, then over time, you will not need medication. Ever. That conversation is not being talked about in the clinic, and it's not the doctor's fault. It's not the pharmacy's fault. It's us as a culture wanting something tangible for our copay. That if I have high numbers, I have to bring it down, not with what you do and don't do in your life, meaning called responsibility and taking action. No. Our culture wants to bring down their numbers with a simple pill, potion, or lotion. That's going to give you the fallacy and the fact that your body is not designed to heal. That's what you're believing. And quite frankly, it's a lie we're telling ourselves. It's a lie we're telling ourselves, right? And so my heart breaks for people that believe the lie. It's not okay to believe the lie because it's now you know it's not true. So as we think about what we're doing in the culture, what you've done with your health and what your family's doing with their health, it's just, I mean, gosh, is it easy to question your foundational beliefs? No. Are some of you getting offended? Probably. But at the end of the day, listen, I'm not out to offend people, but I'm out to question where our beliefs came from. Why? Because someone did it to me. 14 years ago, I thought medicine was the answer to my health. I did. I thought, hey, look, get fit, look good, drink a protein shake every once in a while, stay hydrated, take some supplements, eat healthy. But I have allergies and asthma and skin problems, so I'm going to take medication for those things because that's what keeps me healthy. That's what I was taught. And I believed it. Until somebody said, you believe the lie that getting healthy is not an outside job, it's an inside job. And when I believed it, when I found it to be true and factual, was when I, in 2 months of getting chiropractic care, I got off all my medications. I started to experience true health and healing for the first time in my life. And it all started with chiropractic care. That's where it started, with chiropractic care. And I think more and more about that. I think about how just my body, I was destined for health and healing just like you are. You may not know it yet. And I think that it's okay to be questioning what you've believed about your health. Right? It's okay. But now more than ever, it's glaringly obvious that we are in a crisis when it comes to our healthcare model. We're spending the most amount of money in healthcare. We have more sick people. We're the heaviest country in the world. We have more medication use than anywhere in the world. We have more surgeries than anywhere in the world. We have some of the smartest research facilities, some of the most intelligent surgeons, medical doctors, pharmaceutical companies. We have money backing the pharmaceutical companies. We have all this access to sick care and crisis care, but guess what? We're still broken. We're still broken. Now more than ever. I believe it's a culture that doesn't know they've got to do something different. And so I hope and pray every week when I'm talking on the radio show that I'm just either I'm reinforcing what you're already doing with your health or I'm questioning what you have been doing with your health. Because at the end of the day, where we are today took years to get there, whether it's good or bad. For me at 37 years old to be drug-free, have an excessive amount of energy, have great sleep, feel amazing, work out 6 days a week, to detox while I'm detoxing, to help take care of 3 kids and run a business and have a life, that took years to get there. See, if I ignored my health for years at 37 years old, I'd be tired, I'd be broken, I'd be wore out. I'd be living a life that's not to my full potential. And so when I see you coming into the clinic maybe or your spouse or your kids or families come to my clinic who are living a life, I call it a dimmed life. Your life is on a dimmer. You can have it really low or really high. I mean, a dimmer light switch, by the way, right? Can you imagine living life in a dimmed room, a dimmed light? To me, I can't. It actually scares the crap out of me, right? I want your dimmer to be on high. I want your life and your health to be bright. I want your relationships to be bright. I want an amazing life for you. And I know that doesn't start with finances. That doesn't start with an awesome workout program. It doesn't. It doesn't start with a great vacation or a big 401k. It doesn't. An abundant life full of health and healing starts with what's inside of you already. The best doctor in the world is inside of you. This is why I'm a chiropractor. This is why I care about people's spines, because research shows that if the spine is healthy, your central nervous system will be healthy. It also shows that if the spine is damaged, the central nervous system will be damaged, causing a damaged body over time. One of those people that found that out, her name is Julie. Julie came into our clinic. She was a nurse for 20 years. She came into the clinic and she goes, listen, Dr. Nick, I've been a nurse for 20 years. I know I need to lose about 50 pounds and I have horrible upper back pain. It never goes away. I try massage, I try PT, I tried injections, I tried medications, and nothing's going away. She goes, I think it's my job. And I said, well, Julie, you can blame some of the problem on your job, but your job shouldn't be the causation of pain. It can be the contributing factor of pain, but it shouldn't be the causation. And she goes, well, that makes sense. And she goes, well, I've been hesitant to come to you because I heard chiropractors can hurt you. And I go, well, I opened the door in the exam room and I said, look out here. At that point, there was about 25 to 30 patients out there in the waiting area, getting ready to get adjusted and get healthy. I go, all these people, most of these people, 9 out of 10 of these people have been here for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. If you didn't believe in chiropractic, you got to believe in this. That if there's damage in the spine, it damages everything. And so we did a full exam of Julie's spine. She understood anatomy, so she knew her spine must be straight up and down from the back. And when we looked at her x-rays in her spine, she had a scoliosis, a 20-degree scoliosis in between her shoulder blades. No wonder she had pain all the time. So we started to adjust Julie's spine. She started to have more energy. She stopped taking ibuprofen. Her back pain went away. She lost 30 pounds in the last 4 months. Julie has her life back. Now she tells all the nurses and all the doctors to come into our clinic. We absolutely love it. So if you're listening to the show right now, you know, I have upper back pain or I want to lose weight or whatever it is. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Normally for a new patient exam and x-rays, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you want to schedule an appointment, it's only $60. You save $90. This is the catch. You got to call now. So when you call now, I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airways. I got to tell you, it's been an incredible show. People are calling in, texting in left and right, wanting to be healthy, wanting to be renewed, repaired, restored. And what's insane is this, is that we have people who've been patients for going on 7 years. My clinic is a seven-year birthday coming up. And what's awesome is this, is that whenever I see people calling on the radio show who say, you know, I've been listening to you now for 7 years, I'm a patient, I would never not be a patient. It's just awesome to see people healing and also see people doing incredible things. And so I will tell you that when I see transformation in people's health, I know it's for you too. I know it's for you too. Healing is for you as well. And I'll tell you that when we think about the body's ability to heal itself and what the potential that resides in you, what's there, we overlook that. So what I want you to start to do with your health and your healing is I want you to expect miracles. I want you to expect miracles. And I will tell you that, you know, as we think about expecting miracles in our health, we may not think it's for us. We may not think it's for us. And so I will tell you that it is for you. Why is it not for you? So I will tell you that I want the best for you. My staff wants the best for you. My team wants the best for you, because you deserve the best. And you know, when I think about expecting miracles in my health, I expect to get stronger every single day. I expect to, when I'm tired, my body's going to rest. I expect that I'm going to be able to respond to the stresses that I'm put under. I expect that if I have a sore knee one day from a past injury, that tomorrow it's going to be better. I just expect that. And this is not hocus pocus stuff. It's just, okay, well, I'm not broken. Something's going on. I wonder what it is. I ask more questions. It's time to get curious about your health. It's time to get curious about your health. If you're not curious about your health, then you're missing the mark. You're missing the mark. So listen, guys, I want the best for you. And I also want us to recognize that the culture is broken. And what's happening out there is insane. I said this earlier, people are drinking soda and they don't think that it's going to affect their gut health. Well, medical news today says, we knew this for years, high fructose corn syrup causes inflammatory bowel disease. So high fructose corn syrup causes inflammatory bowel disease. And if you don't know that to be accurate, the research is out there all over the place. And just so you know, 70% of your immune system comes from your gut. So one of the things you can do is throw away your soda. Throw away soda. Stop eating any high fructose corn syrup. Stop drinking any high fructose corn syrup, because it is crap. Crap in leads to crap out. Not good, right? Crap in leads to crap out. And so I think you got to recognize that there's some things that are happening out there that we're doing to hurt ourselves. So let's not hurt ourselves. Let's help ourselves. And I said this earlier on the show that, listen, we have to remove the interferences to allow our body to heal, right? Remove the interferences. Now, medication can be an interference. Soda can be an interference. Immobility or a sedentary lifestyle is an interference. Sleeping 3 hours a night is an interference, right? So what interferences in your life? Feel free to text me that right now. I want to know what interferences are in your health, in your life, that's holding you back from experiencing true health and healing. The number to text in right now is 314. Let's start a conversation here. 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. And you know what? I want you to be honest and open and vulnerable here. Text me. I'm not going to say your name. I'm not going to say the problem on the air, but I do want to know, my audience, what are some big interferences in your life when it comes to health that you haven't addressed or you need help addressing? So text in right now, 314-323-7214. Also, I wanted to give you guys our newsletter this week, and it's our newsletter that describes two postures that you can do today that's going to improve your mood going forward. So two postures that you can do today is going to improve your mood instantly. And so if you want that newsletter, simply just text in your email address. Now, these postures are things that you can do, your kids can do. It's awesome. So text in your email address right now, and I'll send this newsletter to you. The number to text in is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, guys, as I sit back and look at the testimonies that we shared today, we talked about Amber, who suffered with anxiety and gut health issues and headaches 5 days a week. Now she's headache free. Her gut health is so much better. Her anxiety is completely gone. She's off medications. Amber has her life back. And now her and her husband are not scared to have a child because they know that she can take care of herself and the baby. Her husband has his wife back. And she has her life back. Right? Amber changed her life by calling to the clinic. Steve, an electrician, who was scared to not be able to provide for his family because his numbness and tingling was so bad in his arms and his hands. He was on so much blood pressure medication, he was exhausted all the time. Started getting his spine adjusted. Started feeling better. Started healing better. Got off medication and got his life back. Because he called into the radio show. We talked about Julie, who suffered with weight issues and upper back pain. She was a nurse for years. She was a skeptic of chiropractic because she heard fallacies and lies from other medical practitioners to never go to a chiropractor. It's absolutely ridiculous that people still say that because they don't even know what chiropractic is. They don't know that we x-ray. They don't know that we measure people's spines. They don't know that we actually want to fix somebody's spine. And it's not about pain. It's about restoration of curvature, reducing of scoliosis, releasing the interference of the nervous system, allowing the body to do what it's supposed to do, which is heal itself. Very few people out there right now ignorantly say, well, chiropractic's bad. Well, no. You may have never been to the right chiropractor. Have you thought of that? So with Julie, I had that conversation. I go, Julie, you're a nurse. You've heard from many people in the medical system, but have you ever been to a chiropractor? She goes, no. I go, well, I'm honored that we're your first, because at the end of the day, you have to understand that every chiropractor is different. Every doctor is different. Every massage therapist is different. Everyone's different. So you have to go to the right place that fits you and fixes your problem. And after Julie understood that she can't do anything else but fix her spine, she started getting adjusted. And, you know, guys, I mean, she's lost 30 pounds. Her back pain is completely gone. She has more energy. She's actually picking up extra shifts now at work. I mean, she has her life back. You know, and I sit back here and I say, listen, like, is our culture, are we ready for transformation in healthcare? Are we really ready for it? Or do we just want free handouts? Do we want our excuses to be validated? Your genetics have less than 10% to do with your health outcomes, less than 10%. So 90% is on you. Your age has very little to do with your health outcomes. How do I know that? Because we see people in our clinic who are in their 80s and they're healthier than people in their 20s. That is a problem, right? Age is just a number. The only thing that's true about age is that as you get older, the healing process slows down, but you still heal. The same miracle as in a newborn baby is in someone in their 120 years old. The miracle never leaves. So expect miracles. So it can't be your age. It can't be your genes. It's all on what you do or don't do to your body. And guess what? There's fault to take for the positive. There's fault to take for the negative. And staying up to date on the latest research and the latest news out there can be harmful, because a lot of times what research proves is that for something to be published from the Journal of American Medicine Association, it's the theory and the truth was actually discovered and founded 14 years earlier. So that means research that comes out is 14 years delayed. Think about that. So let's say two avocados a day is the most recommended type of way to get your healthiest fiber in your body, and it is a superfood, so you're going to get healthy fat. So let's say two avocados a day is what everyone should have, and then it will take 14 years for that to be proven by research. Think how ridiculous that is. So we can't base it off all on the latest research. You got to base it off of common sense, right? Common sense. And understand that, listen, high fructose corn syrup is going to be horrible for your gut. Taking multiple medications is going to destroy your body. And so we got to step back and say, listen, what can we do with our health now? Because chiropractic starts from the inside out. It's not outside in pills, potions, and lotions. It's from the inside out. And one of those people that found that out, his name is Matt. Matt was referred into our clinic from one of his friends, and his friend said, listen, you have to go to their office. I know you're trying to lose weight by going to the gym and taking life supplements, and you keep hurting your back. Your acid reflux keeps getting worse. And Matt came in, you know, he said, Dr. Nick, I was a football player in high school and in college, and now I'm a financial advisor. I sit all day. I sit all the time behind the computer. And he goes, things keep getting worse in my health over the last 3 to 5 years. I've lost my stamina. I've lost strength. My low back pain hurts majority of the time. My heartburn or acid reflux is getting worse, no matter, even if I just drink water. And he goes, no matter what I do, I can't lose this weight. I go, Matt, it sounds like your body's not healing. It sounds like there's something interfering with it. Let's see what your spine looks like. So we did a full exam of Matt's spine. We saw degeneration in his lower back on the x-rays. We saw disc space narrowing. We saw bone spurring in his lower back, which made complete sense that that's what's causing his low back pain. That's what's causing his weight loss issues. That's what's causing his gut problems. See, for the first time in Matt's life, we validated the problems that he was having with the causation of the problems. We looked for the cause, and now we have to correct the cause. And so we started to adjust Matt's spine through specific chiropractic care and spinal rehab. We started to take pressure off the nervous system, allowing his body to heal. And over the last 3 months, Matt's low back pain is 100% better. He's off all of his acid reflux medication, and he's doing 90% better with his gut health. He still is a financial advisor, so he's still sitting a lot. That didn't change. He didn't change his nutrition. He didn't change his exercise program. He didn't change his supplements. And Matt lost 15 pounds as well. So Matt's losing weight. He's feeling better. He's healing better. And he's not scared to get old. When he came in, he goes, you know, Dr. Nick, I'm scared to get old. I go, why? He goes, because the way things are now in my late 20s, I mean, when I'm 40, it's going to be horrible. So now he looks forward to his life. He's looking forward to maturing, I guess, in age, right? Lost weight, feeling better, healing better. And that's what I want for people who are listening to the show. I want people to feel great, heal great, look great, right? Those are what I want for you. And guess what? It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with a snap of the fingers. It takes time. It's a process. It's protocols. It's a journey. And many of you want to join that journey with what we do in our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our website is drnickbarnes.com, drnickbarnes.com. And if you're listening to the show right now and you sound like Matt and you have acid reflux, low back pain, weight loss, and you want to see if we can help, normally to come into our clinic for a new patient exam and x-rays, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. Literally, you save $90 by coming to the show or calling in on the show. So this is the catch. When you call in, I will answer the phone. We'll schedule you. We'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Hope you have a blessed week and tune in next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.